It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And this is the show we've been waiting for. Mama Mia, it's finally here. Lynn, we appreciate you coming in. You guys, we're ready. This is it. It's the week.
Yes, it is.
We can't wait.
So let's get into it. Is there anybody that doesn't know what Mamma Mia is? Over the course of rehearsing, have you talked to anybody that says, well, I've never heard of that show?
Not really. There's always a few people out there that are unfamiliar with the storyline, but most people know the music of ABBA.
Yeah, you'd have to be living in a cave not to know
yes.
it.
Yes, yeah, I think that's exactly right. So it opens Thursday night.
Yes, it opens Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
All right, well, let's talk just a little bit about the story. We don't want to give it all away.
It's a story set on a Greek island of Donna Sheridan and her daughter Sophie. And Sophie is going to get married to her fiancé, Skye. And people are coming for the wedding. But Sophie does not know who her father is. She finds her mother's diary and realizes that she has three potential fathers. So she invites them all to the wedding. And they all show up.
Yes. And that pretty much lays out, you can just imagine what might happen.
And chaos ensues.
Yes, there you go. Good word. Now, the neatest thing I think about this show is the way that they really were able to, because everybody knows the music of ABBA.
Yes.
And a big, you know, one of the biggest groups of the 70s. And truly, the way that they were able to make a fluid good, you know, it's not yes. just great music. It's a really good show. And
it
the storyline fits the music perfect.
Yes.
And it amazes me. I don't know that there are there other shows that are put together with the music first like this?
There are a lot of jukebox musicals out there, but a lot of them do not have a storyline that really fits with the music so much.
It just seems really contrived.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this one does not.
Yeah. And it is, I would recommend this show probably more than any other show just because the mass appeal of the I've never talked to anybody that didn't have a good time at this show.
And that's part of my goal all along has been to make it a big fun party for everybody. It's a big dance party, especially when you get to the end and we have the whole party atmosphere going with lots of surprises. And I, you know, we're going to encourage the audience to sing along and dance and really get into it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. How big a cast is this one?
We have 44 total.
Okay.
There's 13 main roles, and then we have 31 in the ensemble that really help fill out the story in the background, and they fill out the harmonies just beautifully.
And then we have all the crew members besides that.
That's true, yes.
Exactly.
We've had so many people helping out.
So do you have a number of cast, crew, you know, everybody in front, everybody behind? Do you have any idea how many people?
I led you down a rabbit hole, didn't I?
Yeah.
We're prepared for that
we
one.
Opened a can of worms.
Yeah, there's been so many people helping with the sets, and then we have so many people that help out with ushering and tickets and things like that.
It could be 100 or more.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
It is an impressive endeavor, that's for sure.
Yes.
Now, we haven't even mentioned when performances are.
Performances are this Thursday through Sunday, the April 16th to the 19th. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, it's a 2 p.m. matinee. And it is at the Bark Auditorium here in Windham.
Very good. How do you get tickets?
You can stop by the Bark office Monday through Friday from noon to 4 and visit Cheryl there in the office. Or you can call 507-831-2375. And if there's not an answer, leave a message that you want tickets, and Cheryl will get back to you.
She's very good about getting back to you.
She is.
So what's
tickets should also be available at the door before each performance.
Okay, unless it sells out.
we'll make room.
That would be great, but yeah.
Okay, definitely. So how much are tickets?
Tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for ages 15 and under.
Okay. Now, is this a fundraiser? Does the Prairie Arts Continuum make money on these? Or do you kind of try to break even?
We try to break even. SMOC, Southwest Minnesota Arts Council, gives us a grant to help fill in the gaps because it is very expensive to put together this show. This one especially, the rights were quite expensive. I believe they came in around $8,000 for the rights and the music and the rental of the materials. And so they've helped very much to fill in all the gaps so we can really be able to produce it in high quality fashion with our sets and our costumes and lighting and everything.
Wyndham is very fortunate to have the facility that we have, but also the caliber of people.
Oh, absolutely.
On in front, behind, and directing.
So,
I'll go for that. I agree.
Yes, these performers, so many of them, I've been watching them night after night, and I have just been astounded. We have brought them in from Morgan and Jackson and Darfur and Fulda and all over. They've traveled to be in this show, really high-quality people, and I have just been so impressed.
So what else do we need to tell people? If somebody says, well, why should I come see this show? What do you tell them?
It's accessible to everybody to enjoy. Whether you're a theater person or a music person or this generally isn't your thing, it's just going to be fun and it's a good story. It first went on stage in London in 1999 and 70 million people have seen it on stage, and then there was the movie in 2008 that was such a blockbuster, they had to make a sequel.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so tickets, you can get them today.
Yes, you can. You can get them today at the BARC office.
All right, very good. Anything else we need to add?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, I heard the weather forecast is going to be just nice enough to get out the door, but not nice enough to stay outside.
Yes.
So you might as well come to the theater and stay inside, warm
there
and dry.
You get the best of both worlds. Absolutely. All right. Do we need to say anything about the PAC, about PAC? Do you want to give it a plug while you're here?
Prairie Arts Continuum has been going, is this their 25th year, I believe?
I think so.
And it was a group started by a group of locals that really wanted to promote the arts and theater in the community. And they came together and they put together the board and did everything, and we've been going strong since, and it just keeps growing.
And every spring they do scholarships as well.
Okay. Okay. So. Now, is that for people going into fine arts then, or?
Of different areas of the arts.
Okay.
Yes, the scholarship applications, I believe, are, I can't remember if they're still out now or not. I'm sorry.
It might be about deadline time.
Yeah,
it's getting close.
It's really close, yes. Yeah.
And is there a website where people can go to?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
So it's Prairie Arts Continuum, and there you can find out what's going on. We've been posting pictures of the cast as we go through and get to know the cast and all the details, and we have some fun videos on there that show little scenes and snippets from the show, so it's a good place to check us out.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
We are looking forward to Mamma Mia. It opens Thursday night at the BARC.
Yes.
Did we say showtime?
Yes, we did.
Did we?
7 o'clock on the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday.
There we go.
Don't be late.
There we go. Yeah, you're not going to want to miss it, that's for sure.
Yes.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.